We are rolling. Audio's out.
I will call to order the special meeting October 31st, 2012 to reply to the potential annexation for the city of Lincoln City against Rhodes End. That was like Water Improvement District. Something like that. Okay, so we got three agenda items today. One, public comment. Looks like we have one person here. Do you have any public comment, Miles?
I'd like to say, I don't mind the individuals on the board endorsing the city's annexation proposal, but I'm wondering what the Devil's Lake Water Improvement District has to do with Rhodes End, and I don't know that it's appropriate for the Devil's Lake Water Improvement District to endorse or not endorse anything.
Okay.
And that's my only comment.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, so
is that a question you'd like answered?
Yeah.
So we'll answer it, I guess, as we go along in the meeting.
Okay.
So last week, kind of just to give everybody, you know, I'm assuming that you guys got a copy, you know, the city, because of Oregon statute, asked us the question as an adjoining taxing district, you know, where we kind of stand and what the impact is on the annexation of Rhodes End. You know, we sent the letter off to, you know, our legal counsel, who came back and, you know, kind of summarized basically with the city changing, with the boundaries of the city changing, that has the potential for the boundaries of the district to change based on how we originally formed the district and defined the district. But that doesn't mean that if Rhodes End goes into the city that we would automatically see Rhodes End become part of the district, right? It would give the district a position where we could, you know, include that area into the district. So, kind of to summarize, you know, one of the things that what we're here to do today is kind of just reply back to the city. You know, and they've kind of asked us to say what's the impact to the district based on their decision to move forward or not, and you know, potentially would we want to either support or, you know, make some comment against, you know, what they're doing in terms of support or not support, you know, what position-wise. My personal opinion is, you know, I don't see the district as having what I would say a dog in the fight, right? I don't think the district really has a position to say we support or we don't support this action by the city. We have a potential impact after all is said and done, which roughly represents, you know, a new segment that could be included in the district with what, roughly $250 million worth of real estate, equating to $30,000 worth of additional income, which would be about 16% of, you know, increase to the district's revenues. So anyway, that's kind of why we're here. Kind of get you guys' comments and kind of see where we go. Did you have that?
So I this is the actual letter. I didn't make copies of it.
Did you guys get a copy of the letter?
But I had sent everyone else a copy, and I did a summary of the lawyer's response to what you have in front of you. Which, you know, just states that we got a letter from the city October 16th about this potential annexation of 235 acres of unincorporated area in Rhodes End, asking if the district approves or disapproves, as David mentioned, and whether the annexation would positively or negatively affect the Water Improvement District. They're having planning commission hearing on the 6th and 7th of November and a public hearing in front of the City Council on November 19th and 20th. The attorney replied on the 25th with the following points. First off, the determination to approve, disapprove, or remain neutral is a determination to be made by the board. So he's not making comment on that. That's your job, he's basically saying. ORS speaks, ORS 198 speaks to annexation, which if the city annexed roads in, the district would have a window to annex those properties. And that's a 10-year window, as I understand. The district could petition the county to annex that same area into the district's boundaries should the city's boundaries be changed. This would be a supplemental procedure and would not occur simply by the city's annexation. He says there's an argument to be made regarding the district's annexation, there's an argument to be made regarding the district's annexation based on geography, consistency of taxation, and mutual benefit to property owners in this geographical area for recreational, aesthetic, and economic benefit. He referenced Nell Scott and Cutler City, I believe, Taft, as being in the district, as you know, already, which are geographically, you know, in some cases further away from the lake than, say, Rhodes End. To address the economic question, there's a definite economic value to the district acquiring, if the district were to further than annex Rhodes End. At the outside rate of 0.1280 per 100,000, Rhodes End could generate nearly $330,000, as we mentioned, annually into the district. This would be about a 16% increase. Those are my notes, the 16%. He didn't include that. But and then he does state that, you know, given the nature of the political environment of surrounding annexation, just may want to consider how it wants to be involved, if it does. He does make that comment. He says that should the district get involved, there could be legal costs to the district relative to the actual annexation. You know, whether or not you support it, I don't think he speaks to that. It's just, I don't think you can be sued for supporting somebody. But if you were party to the annexation, then I think you would potentially have legal challenges that could come forward, which he suggests there may be legal challenges. And such that if the district, you know, takes no stance on this, but then seeks to, say it gets annexed, then if the district, you know, seeks to then annex such area, he would, you know, suggest that there may be reason to defer such annexation until legal challenges had been resolved, you know, say with the city and the residents of homes, Rhodes End. That's pretty much a summary in my estimation, but you guys got a full copy of that too, so if I've glossed over anything, you know, you'd let me know. Put forth a couple other considerations relative to this. The statewide planning goals kind of govern how development occurs. And one of those goals is urbanization. And the other goal that's a direct kind of connection to this is public facilities and services. So Rhodes End is obviously in the urban growth boundary, and if it were to be annexed, would kind of serve those two purposes for the city and for the area, for Oregon. What these planning goals do is protect things like other areas from being urbanized. And so that's a benefit to the district, to the watershed. So if you have higher density in an urban area, you can provide services more efficiently, surely, and you can do so on a smaller footprint, preserving lands for, as I say, these indirect goals of the statewide planning goals, 1 through 19, goals 3, 4, and 5, which are the agricultural, forestry, and open space, scenic, natural area goals. So by providing urbanization in a fixed area, you actually reserve properties, lands for other uses, which are also within the Oregon statewide planning goals, agriculture, forest, etc. So bring that up to your attention. And then just the other thing that occurred to me is jurisdictionally, if the, and this would be like long range, so if we have multi-jurisdictions governing the district or the residents in the district, and I'm talking about, say, if we were to try to develop the septic ordinance. Now, the septic ordinance, we've gotten a lot of feedback that says, you know, we should have separate ordinances because this idea of water shutoff is, you know, for people in the county is just an insurmountable kind of task. You know, if the district, if the city had already annexed or was annexing all of the UGB, and basically, with a few exceptions, there's a map there that we could send around, that area would be in our district, then any governing action or planning zoning would be more uniform, which would provide consistency and benefit, I think, at least for our endeavors to do either like a, you know, phosphate-free ordinance or something else. So those are just kind of reminder things that I wanted to kind of put forth as kind of discussion.
Okay, so kind of on with our deliberations. I guess key points, you guys got any comments you want to share, thoughts? Kip, you want to start?
Oh, well, you know, I think we do have a dog in the fight, but I don't think the city's calling for us to get out there and, you know, be cheerleaders. Frankly, I think the best position is just neutrality. You know, I don't think the city's looking for anything more than that. I mean, if we go against it, then we're certainly not very good partners. But, you know, it's going to happen. You know, we've got enough on our plate.
I think I agree with Kip, a neutral position, but I think it'd be best for the district. There is a lot of heated discussion, a lot of people with this. You know, I don't see how we need to get in that line of fire. This really is the city's issue. I do agree if the city does annex them, once all the legal challenges are done, I think we do need to incorporate them in our taxing district, just to be fair to the rest of the Cutler City areas, the Taft areas. I mean, those areas are even farther away from the lake than where we are now. You know, I see a lot of pros for the city for annexation, but being one of the islands that were invited into the city, you know, several years ago, it's a fairly big tax hit for property owners. A lot of people can afford it fine, a lot of people struggle. So there is a lot of negative to annexation. You know, people that, you know, have certain incomes and their incomes are, their lifestyles are set to a certain point, and all of a sudden now their tax bills have grown by 39%. It can be pretty rough on a lot of people. So, you know, I have a hard time getting behind it with full support, but I definitely am not against it. So I think a neutrality statement would be best from our part.
I see no reason to be anything other than neutral. And as far as our incorporating them into our own district, I rarely see any reason for further taxation of people. It would be somewhat unfair, I suppose, to not include them when so many other areas are included tax-wise. On the other hand, by bringing them in doesn't make the tax bill for the other people any less. So I'm not sure that's a solution. But at any rate, we can look at that in the future. But I would prefer we stay neutral on this. There's no reason to do otherwise.
I guess my point of view, kind of same thing. I think neutral is best. Would be best for the district. You know, in terms of, you know, inclusion or exclusion from, you know, the district at future time should the annexation go through. You know, I personally, I think I don't see any intent on our behalf to start that discussion. So, and I don't know if I'll be on the board at that point. So I think when that topic comes up, you know, whoever's here can do it. But generally, I'm in agreement with Mr. Walker that, you know, just for the sake of bringing somebody in, I don't want to bring somebody in just to, you know, for the sake of, you know, increasing revenues. It's beneficial to the community, the public, as a whole in the district, and that would be my consideration points at a future time. I had Paul kind of draft up some thoughts that I had in terms of how we can communicate, because I think it's incumbent upon us to let people know that are in this area that you know, the annexation, though we wouldn't be looking to do it, what that future impact could look like to the individual property owners as a subsequent action that could happen based on what the city would be doing. Did you get a copy of that printed out?
I did, and in fact, if I could read a email from Brian.
Okay.
At this point, he writes, been out of the state since before the meeting was called, so he will not be able to make the meeting. But regarding the annexation, he says, as our attorney states in his letter, Devil's Lake is a recreational, aesthetic, and economic resource for our entire area. That is the reason that our residents voted many years ago to include the entire city of Lincoln City in the Devil's Lake Water Improvement District. It would seem that the residents of Rhodes End would derive the same benefit from the Devil's Lake resource as would a resident of Taft, Cutler City, or Nelscott. Annexation of Rhodes End will provide the district with the opportunity to spread the cost of maintenance, restoration, and enhancement of our Devil's Lake resource more fairly among all Lincoln City area residents. Brian Green, Vice Chair. So, mm-hmm. Wanted to provide you guys that. Since he wasn't able to attend. So as to that draft letter, basically it's addressed to Deborah Martin, City Senior Planner. The Devil's Lake Water Improvement District is in receipt of your letter dated October 16, 2012 regarding the potential annexation of 235 acres of unincorporated territory located in Rhodes End. In that letter you asked whether the district approves or disapproves of the proposed annexation, whether an annexation would positively or negatively affect the Devil's Lake Water Improvement District. The district held a special meeting on this matter on October 31st, 2012, and has consulted with its attorney. As a result of this information gathering, the district has prepared this reply to your inquiry. Please submit the following into the public record for your public hearings to be held on November 6th and 7th and November 19th and 20th on this matter. Thank you for your opportunity to comment. Sincerely, David Skirvin, Chair. So this draft letter states, which would just basically be something we could read into public comment. The Devil's Lake Water Improvement District is a special taxing district formed under ORS 552 in 1988, which works to improve Devil's Lake and its surrounding watershed. The district has two distinct taxing districts and two distinct permanent tax rates. The first is the inside rate, which area properties. We had a couple edits, so we got to move this around a little bit. Assessed at .2499 per $1,000 of assessed valuation. These properties are largely in the urban growth boundary of Lincoln City that are also inside the Devil's Lake watershed. The other taxing rate is for the districts outside the watershed, but were inside the city of Lincoln City at the time the district was formed. The voters established the district such that currently nearly every property inside of Lincoln City is in the district at one of the two rates. The basis for having two rates was put forth to and subsequently accepted by the voters as while all residents of the area would derive benefit from the restoration of Devil's Lake, those in the watershed would likely derive the most benefit and should thus pay a higher assessment. Sorry for some of the reading difficulty here. Currently, the area known as Rhodes End is not in the Devil's Lake Water Improvement District, and I've added a map for people to see that. Should the City of Lincoln City annex Rhodes End, properties would not automatically become taxable entities by the district. However, should the city's boundary change, the Devil's Lake Water Improvement District, who shares a boundary with the city, could seek to have that new area annexed into the district as provided in ORS 198-850 through 198-869. While the district could initiate this process, the ultimate decision would be made by the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. The decision to move forward on such a process has not been formally addressed by the Devil's Lake Water Improvement District, and the district provides no indication through this public comment of any such intent. the district does withhold the right to consider such in the future on its own timeline. As a result, the district feels obligated to identify to the public some of the economic details which are known today, such that the public also will have the benefit of such knowledge. Through a preliminary analysis, there are currently 234 plus million dollars worth of assessed value in Rhodes Ave. Should the area be annexed into the district, it would be done so at the outside rate of 0.1280 per thousand. This is the same rate the property owners in Nelscott, Taft, and Cutler City currently pay to the district. At such a rate, and with the current assessed values, the economic benefit to the district would be approximately $29,970 annually. This would increase the tax revenue to the district by about 16%. The cost to an individual property owner would vary, but would likely be in the tens of dollars. By way of example, a property owner in Rhodes End who owns a property whose assessed value and not real market value was $400,000 would pay approximately $51.20 a year in additional tax to the county. Properties of lesser or additional assessed value can estimate their contribution by adding or subtracting $12.80 per $100,000 increase or decrease from this hypothetical $400,000 scenario. All revenues collected by the county on behalf of the district would then be transferred to the Devil's Lake Water Improvement District for the benefit of Devil's Lake. As a matter of closing, the district takes no formal action on the city, Lincoln City's proposed annexation of Rhodes End. Further, should the district seek to further evaluate the annexation of Rhodes End into the district, it would be done through a public process which would be initiated through the district's meetings. These are held on the second Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. at Lincoln City Council Chambers. Individuals can sign up to receive email notifications of these meetings through the district's website, www.dlwid.org, and then the map. So what I try to do is just lay out that, okay, there is an economic value to the district to seeing this, to have the city annex it, and then we could annex. So that, I think, needs to be clear. You know, that there is an incentive for the district to do that. Mm-hmm. So if the district acts on that, this would be the impact. And doing so without saying what your intent is or what you know would be, you know, as you've discussed now, and we're not looking at that right now, but yeah. Just for the public to know that, okay, you know, while they're not taking a stance on this, you know, they may have a, there is an economic incentive to have taken a stance or to then annex itself. So I think it's laid out pretty clearly. That's without good. Too much kind of.
Yeah, I think you're answering questions that haven't been asked. And whether or not they come in, I agree with David, whether or not we do it, you know, annex them as well or bring them into the district, we're not even going to be on the board, most of us probably. And I would hate to have to pull that discussion on the table or something that's so far in the future that, you know, may or may not happen. And if it does, we're not the decision makers.
But if we determine that we're going to go neutral on this,
yeah.
What we're doing or what he's doing is stating that this is how the effect could be on us, but we're not going to. We're not voting or asking to join in on the annexation. We may or may not do that in the future, but if we wanted to, this is the effect being annexed would do, but we're going neutral. We're not saying we're for it. So I think that's kind of saying,
I mean,
you know, it's good for us, but we're not going to take
really
part of the decision.
The only effect on the district of a successful annexation of this area is that it would open up the possibility for the district to annex it, and you know it's just stating that if that were to happen, this would be, you know, good.
I just would hate to get in a firefight over, you know, something that's not even going to happen. I mean, my experience with the community is that there's going to be individuals that draw that into the fray, and,
right?
And I mean, do whatever you like. We're used to fray.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
For me I would just keep it short and simple, not give anybody anything to be concerned about. A meteor might hit too, but we're not going to discuss that.
So you're thinking that it does you think it, can I have the...
The media effect is no effect on us at all. Down in the future, there might be some, but immediately, there's no effect on us. And we'll fight the bringing them into the district 10 years from now when that happens, when we run up against the deadline, I guess, if they ever.
So would you want to cut out everything about the inside-outside rate, the currently assessed value, all of that, and just kind of do something to state that we have our two taxing districts, kind of the history paragraph up front, and then cut it down to just be currently in the area known as Devil or Rhodes End is not in the Water Improvement District. Should the city of Lincoln City not actually become a taxing entity? However, if the boundary changes, the district could have a follow-up annexation under the ORS, and then just get rid of everything as a matter of closing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is just me, but I don't know if I would even put that in. I would just say, you know, this is the history of the road, of the Devil's Lake Water Improvement District, and your annexation would have no, at this time, in the immediate future, would have no impact on us whatsoever. So we're going to be neutral.
Well, I think there's those that in Rhodes End that are against this that would know what you put in that letter, but they probably wouldn't bring it up as long as we were neutral. So that would kind of diffuse it. So perhaps he's correct.
Yeah, I agree with Kit, but this letter from the planner says she asked whether the district approves or disapproves, and whether the annexation would positive or negative affect DLWID. If she didn't ask that, were there a positive or negative effect, I'd say, yeah, just pull it all out. But, you know, he's given an explanation of why it would
be positive.
Why it would positively affect it. And, you know, he's... So anyway, if it wasn't for that little sentence, I'd say, yeah, just yank it all out. No need. But
I guess I look at it, I go, based on what is in here, we clearly state we have no intention of taking action. But I think for people who are affected by it, I mean, I personally would want to know, wouldn't you?
And I think it's great that Paul puts the information about $400,000 house and then what your tax rate, what your cost would be, and then for every $100,000, because that really educates people about, okay, well, I'm going to have to pay this much to the DLWID. You know, and people want to know that, you know. I mean, when we got annexed in, it was really hard trying to find the information out, you know, as far as the basic stuff the city gave you.
But I don't think when someone hears that's not what they hear. I think what they hear is, God, my taxes are already going to go out and deal. Devil's Lake Water Improvement District, you're going to tax me too. You know, maybe not. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it just opens the door on something that's not in our immediate future that we don't have any decision-making power over. So I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, deceptive. I'm just saying a lot of things could happen. Anything could happen.
Sure.
But immediately, for us, it's no effect whatsoever.
My other thought, too, is 5 years down the road, when the board at that time decides they want to incorporate Rhodes End, which is now in Lincoln City, into our taxing district, they're going to be able to say this letter. It's like, look, we've explained this at a city council meeting, and it's all black and white, that this is where we were at, you know, and we explained it all, that, you know, this is what's going to happen. This isn't like we pulled the wool over your eyes. So.
Oh, well, I have an idea. Why don't we ask Miles, because he's, like, totally objective. He hasn't heard anything prior, so...
I'm just curious.
What did you get out of the letter?
I'm just curious, one thing. Couldn't the district, Devil's Lake Water Improvement District, incorporate Rhodes End, even if it were not in the city, because there's lots of watershed on the east side that's in the county already. So don't you have that option now, should you want to do it?
No, because it's an ocean water, it's an ocean drainage. And so the way the Devil's Lake Water Improvement District was established was looking at the drainage that goes to Devil's Lake, plus the...
What about Cutler City and...
Well, that's the thing. It was the drainage of Devil's Lake, plus the existing footprint of Lincoln City.
Okay.
And so, and that was done for the reasons of, well, if Devil's Lake gets improved, well, you might not have a lakefront house, or you might not even live in the watershed. Having that asset improved in your community improves the value of your community, which improves your property value as well. And in fact, as I understand, the first tax levy that was passed actually was a blanket rate for all taxable properties
in
Lincoln City. That one got overturned on a technicality, and then the voters passed, there was a second ballot that came forth that split it up and said, okay, let's look at the watershed as one entity, call it the full rate, and then the half rate in for those properties that are in the city. Now,
so
the reason they didn't say Road's End, was because it wasn't in the city's municipal boundary. They could have drawn the line, say, well, anywhere from like Otis Junction to Lenin Beach or something, but they didn't. They just went with that.
So, Paul, so really, a successful annexation has this effect on the district, right? It opens up the opportunity for the district
that
the district could not take action on today, right? Mm-hmm. So it is, whether we deem it a positive or negative outcome to the district itself or impact to the district, it is something that the district now has.
Okay. But, you know, I think it's a very, very...
I mean, I'm not saying I want to do
very, very
it.
Fine line. We've talked about being neutral. So we're going to pull in the annexation piece. Well, why not pull in the phosphate piece? You know, now we can do phosphate ordinances. And, I mean, there's a whole host of things that could be positive. So we're going to do neutral and give all positive reasons for being neutral. Well, we might as well be positive. Mm-hmm. You know, we're came to this role of neutrality. In essence, we need to be neutral if we're going to call ourselves neutral and be positive. We're going to be viewed as positive, and that puts us right into the mix.
That's a really good point, and it's like. Regardless, though, I just feel like it's probably in the district's best interest to put everything on the table for those, well, to just get it out front. And so it's like, we're declaring this, it's almost kind of like conflict of interest kind of thing.
But
it's
if we're going to do that, Paul, let's put in for sure's, not maybes.
Well,
when we're talking about further annexation, we're talking about a maybe. When we talk about phosphate ordinances, we're talking about maybes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine if, we clear state that we have no intention at this time of proceeding with anything like this, right? But maybe it's, we could cut it down if we wanted to. We could get rid of the whole calculations, the paragraph of all that, and just say the only direct benefit, positive or negative to the district is that it opens up the option for the district to also annex this area under the ORS stated and leave it at that and just say the district has no intention of exercising this at this time or something like that and leave it at that.
I think that if I were a citizen, I'd read that and take it at face value.
And that way nothing gets lost in the mix. Right, and we've stated our two tax rates and what we are, and that the only effect that this has to the district today is it opens up this option, right?
Yeah.
And that we wouldn't do anything on it unless we went through the whole public process.
You just be a little more clear on the we're stating a neutral position, but if Road's End does get annexed, today, these are the possibilities for the district.
It's the truth, and. Who can complain about the truth?
Mm-hmm. But maybe if you could just word it a little bit better to where it's really clear to people that if Lincoln City does annex Road's End, this is, the possible
potential.
But if what we don't want to do is start dragging in tax rates and throwing out numbers. I mean,
so
over something that we're.
But if we're neutral, I don't know how we can be attacked. We're not joining the city in this attempt. They'll do what they want to do. And if they do, we have nothing to say about it. This is the potential out there. We could all be replaced by five other individuals, and they could do whatever they wanted to do. So, and that would be their potential action.
So, you know, I don't know if we want to try and wordsmith this during the meeting, but I'm sensing that we want to maintain, just kind of from what we've talked about, we want to maintain the initial paragraph that kind of just talks about what the district is and our taxing rates. We want to highlight the point that if it happens, it opens up the opportunity for the district to annex that area as well, because the boundaries change based on the boundaries that we were established with, the definitions of those boundaries. And then we also want to make a clear statement that, you know, well, we're not, the district at this point is not have any intention of exercising any rights under the ORS, and that, you know, we just want to remain neutral in the position of the city and provide the information to the property owners of Rhodes End and during the public session, during the public comment period. Any questions to the district can be, you know, followed up, blah, blah, blah. All right. Does that sound like a reasonable approach to this? And if somebody wants to know, you know, say, hey, you know, my assessed value is X. What does that mean to me? You know, multiply it by 0.128, right? Or whatever it is. All right? 128? Or 0.128? Okay.
0.128 divided by 1,000.
Right. So if we're good with that and you guys are all right with Paul and I finalizing kind of a draft around that and getting rid of the calculations and just being short, sweet, to the point, I'm good with that. And I think we had a, you know, decent outcome. And so do we need to do a motion to?
Yeah, I mean, just do whatever feels.
I guess I'll say that we'll make a motion that that we'll do a neutral reply to the city, informing the city and the property owners of the change of the status against the district's boundaries according to ORS 198.850.198.869. And that we will further elaborate that the district has no intention of taking action on that, you know, based on that change at this time.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that if that was a motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Motion carried unanimously. I will say, any additional public comment, even though it's not part of the agenda?
No, that is a problem, I think.
Okay, great. Thanks, Miles.
And if I can ask a question of Paul, or maybe you, David. I don't know, way back, I've been here 27 years, way back when the district was formed, I have it in the back of my mind that although there was a potential amount that you could charge per or tax per 1,000 evaluation, that you didn't have to do that, that you could tax less than that from year to year depending upon your needs. Is that true or not?
You know, that certainly was true.
Oh, okay.
In my estimation, but that may have changed in 97, 98 when they had the Measure 5 and 50 and they established the permanent tax rates.
Oh, okay. See, because this comes into play when you want to make it more fair, if you did bring them in, then it would lessen their tax.
Yeah, it's
perhaps
a really good question, and I don't have a 100% answer for you. I know that in the past that was the case. Whether you risk losing the capacity if you don't tax to the full amount is that question, I think, is what I understood it to be. So we can look at that later and try to get you a clear answer. And that could be part of a discussion about potentially annexing Rhodes End.
Mm-hmm.
Say, okay, well, we could recover $30,000. That means we could give everybody else $3 back,
right,
you know, on their taxes or something like that, whatever that amounts to.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that'd be important to look into more.
Okay, thanks.
Fantastic. I will do any additional comments, board members. I want to thank you guys for coming in. I know it was short notice, and I do appreciate it.
Well, I was playing golf, so thank you for bringing me in.
You're welcome. At least I kept you dry today, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, I guess I'll adjourn the special meeting October 31st.
Did you get my email, Dick?
Bill,
I sent you an email a couple weeks ago.
I did not.